أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم الصلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. يقول الشاعر: إلى عرفات سنمضي غدا، وشوق بقلب المحب بدا، فهذا مقام الدعاء الذي يجاب، فمد لرب اليد. يباهي بكم ربكم فاسعدوا، وينزل يسمع كل النداء، فهلوا دموع الأسى توبة، وقولوا أتيناك يا ذا العلا، وقولوا أتيناك يا ذا العلا. Normally we begin our khutbah with an ayah and its number, followed by a hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is what we are going to do now in explaining the words of the poet. Why I started with these words, because this is how I'm feeling right now, and those of you who have been there would also be feeling, and inshallah those of you who haven't been there to make the intention to have that feeling. Ila Arafat. To Arafah. Sanamdi ghadan. We're going to go tomorrow. Wa shawqum bi qalbi al-muhibbi bada. And the love of the one who loves. And the longing. In fact, he says, "Washok." Shok literally means longing. And the longing of the heart of the one who loves is now laid bare, has now become manifest. And what longing is that? It is the longing of the one who loves Allah to meet the Creator, Jalla fi Ula. Man ahabba liqa Allah, ahabba Allah liqa. Wa man kariha liqa Allah, kariha Allah liqa. Whoever longs to meet Allah, and whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah longs and loves to meet that person. And whoever dislikes to meet Allah, Allah dislikes to meet that person. May Allah make us of the former and not of the latter. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So it's on this day, Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the 8th day of Dhul Hijjah, on the day of the Janazah, you will see all the Hujjaj, they are like Amwat. The 8th day is like the janazah. In fact, I just came from a janazah. It shall, inshallah, the brother shall be buried after Jumu'ah. The Salatul Janazah will be at Castle Town Road Masjid. Al-Hajj Ismail Sambo, a good brother, mashallah. Inshallah, we'll make dua for him after our salah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So today, for the Hujjaj, is like their janazah. They're all wearing what? They're all wearing the kafan. They're all wearing the burial shroud. When they went into that forbidding state of ihram this morning, after they performed their Salat al-Fajr, they went into that forbidding state. Remember, we said ihram is not the clothing. Ihram is the state in which you're going to wear that clothing. That clothing that symbolizes the mayyit. That symbolizes the burial shroud. The clothing that the mayyit will wear on the day when their souls have already departed from their bodies and returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Yawm al-Thamin. Al-Yawm al-Thamin lil-Hijjah, the eighth day of Dhul-Hijjah, the day of Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the day of refreshment. They're all going to go to the Valley of Mina in preparation for their standing. For their standing in front of Allah on the day of wukuf. Waqafa yaqifu wukufan. That's literally what wukuf means, to stand. Ala yadhunnu ulaika annahum mab'uthun liyawmin 'azim yawma yaqumu an-nasu lirabbil 'alamin. Do they not think they're going to be resurrected for a great day? The day when they will all be standing on. The day when they will all be standing up and looking on. Fi sahat al-qada, in the grandest courtroom. Amam al-hakim al-a'la, in front of the highest judge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today is the janazah. It's the pre-run for death for the Hujjaj. And tomorrow is the mock trial of Yawm al-Hisab. Maliki Yawm al-Din. 17 times a day we remind ourselves of that trial. 17 times a day we remind ourselves that we are all going to have to stand Amam al-Malik. Amam al-Malik. Amam al-Qahar. Amam al-Jabbar. Amam al-Muntaqim. Amam al-Ghafur al-Rahim. The day when we're all going to have to stand in front of the compeller. The mighty. The one who takes retribution. And the one who is oft forgiving and most merciful. Allahumma ghafir lana dhunubana. Wa kaffir anna sayyatina. Wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, Hajj is much more than just logistics and moving from place to place, performing some rituals. I've done my Hajj, I'm going home. La wallah. In fact, tomorrow, for the Hujjaj, it's going to be the first day of the rest of their lives. Just waiting for the final departure. Just waiting for that moment when Allah will take their souls and return them to Himself, Jalla fi'ula. This is what the Hajj is all about. Ila Arafatin sanamdi ghadan. To Arafah we are going tomorrow. Wa shawqun biqalbi al-muhibbi bada. And the longing of the heart of the one who truly loves Allah has now become manifest. فهذا مقام الدعاء الذي. Because tomorrow when we are standing on Arafah, this will be the station of dua. After we've performed our Salat al-Dhuhr and our Salat al-Asr, according to majority of scholars, Qasran wa Jam'an, shortening them both to two raka'atayn, and bringing Asr forward to make it with Dhuhr. And from then, from that time, until Al-Fajr al-Sadiq, that is the limitations of Al-Wukuf. From after the waqt of Dhuhr, until true dawn, on the morning of the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, the Hujjaj must stand, walau lahzatan, even if it is for a moment. In fact, for those of you who have already been there, you would have seen helicopters flying over. In many cases, these are sick people that have literally been placed on a stretcher, put into the helicopter, and flown over Arafah for them to get their Hajj. For them to get their Hajj. In fact, being in that state and performing Hajj, they must feel even closer than those who are strong, fit, and healthy standing on the plains of Arafah. يُنَاجُونَ رَبَّهُمْ, calling out to the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So يوم الثامن, يوم الجنازة. يوم التاسع, يوم الحساب. The eighth day is like the janazah. And the ninth day, this is like the day of account. How are we going to plead in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah? You know what? لا يتكلمون. Tomorrow, the Hujjaj are going to have a lot to say. Wallahi, they're going to have a lot to say. I speak about myself. Every time I've stood on Arafah, wallahi, I had a lot to say. Ya Rab. But in the day of Yawm Qiyamah, you and I won't be able to speak. لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق. Nobody will be able to speak except the one that Allah gives permission to speak, and they will only be able to speak the truth. In fact, their tongues will be witnesses against them. Ya Allah, make our tongues witnesses for us and not against us, Ya Allah. يوم تشهد عليه ألسنتهم وأيديهم وأرجلهم بما كانوا يعملون. The day when their tongues and their hands and their feet will bear witness against themselves. The day of Qiyamah, no witnesses. Ya Allah, ask Brother Muhammad or Brother Ahmad or Brother Sulaiman if they saw me in the masjid, or if they saw me giving charity, or if they saw me doing this, or if they heard me saying that. No such thing. Our tongues and our hands and our feet will speak for ourselves. And by the way, is a big sign. Is a big sign. I'm saying this metaphorically. Is big sign outside the courtroom of Allah. You know what it says? No lawyers. No lawyers to defend us. No need. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Read your own book. For you are sufficient as a reckoner against yourself on this day. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, in the actions of Hajj, and especially standing in wukuf on the day of wukuf on the plains of Arafah, we must take the opportunity to speak to Allah and to make dua. As well as us, those of us perhaps less fortunate that are not going to be able to stand on Arafah tomorrow, that we also make dua. And please, let's not get into a debate about fasting tomorrow or the next day. Fast both days, bismillah. Fast both days, inshallah. Get the barakah. Especially considering that if we attain the ninth, if we attain the ninth, Allah will forgive the previous year of sins and the future year of sins. Minor ones automatically and major ones with tawbah bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. إلى عرفات سنمضي غدا وشوق بقلب المحب بدا فهذا مقام الدعاء الذي
This is the station of dua. This is the station of الخلوة مع الله. Seclusion with Allah. When you're standing in Arafah and you see من كل فج عميق, from every distant path, ravine and valley, all different shapes and sizes, colors and languages and outfits and what have you. Okay, same outfit, same kafan. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bringing us all together and extending out our hands. يُجَابُ فَمُدُّ لِرَبِّ الْيَدَى. This is the station of dua, which is accepted. Which is accepted. Al-Imam Abdullah ibn Mubarak entered into the tent of Al-Imam Sufyan al-Thawri on the day of Wukuf on the plains of Arafah. And he asked him, Man min al-nasi aswa'u halan inda Allah. Who of mankind standing on these plains of Arafah is the worst in terms of condition? Who's in the worst condition in the eyes of Allah? And Al-Imam Sufyan al-Thawri was literally sitting there and he was crying. And he looked up and he said, the one that asks Allah to forgive them, but believes that Allah will not forgive them. This is the worst person on the plains of Arafah. So the Hujjaj, they must believe that when they stand in front of Allah and they renew their covenant and their promise with Allah. Remember, we were all on Arafah in the world of the souls. And now Allah has brought us back to renew that covenant that we made in the world of the souls. And that promise that we made in the world of the souls. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدُهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدَنَا أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. And call to mind when your Lord took from the backs of the children of Adam their progeny. So you can imagine when Adam and Hawa, after being lost in the wilderness for 40 years, they found each other where? On Arafah. اعترفه, which means to acknowledge, to know. So they knew each other, they recognized each other, and they came together on Arafah. And then Allah, He took all the souls of mankind. He unpacked them. He took the souls of the children of Adam from his back, and their children from their backs, and their children from their backs, and their children from their backs, until the entire Banu Adam was assembled within the precincts of Arafah. In the world of the souls. So don't try and imagine it physically. It was something spiritual. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ Am I not your Lord? قَالُوا بَلَا شَهِدْنَا They said, Nay, certainly you are. Nay. Because in Arabic, if you ask a question in the negative, in order to make it positive, you have to answer it in the negative. If I ask you, أَلَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ You can't say, نَعْم. Is it not so? You can't say, yes. Because if you say yes, then you say, yes, it's not so. أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ Am I not your Lord? Am I not your creator and sustainer? قَالُوا بَلَى We were all there. Can you remember? Wallah, wallah, we can't remember. But we were all there. And we all said, بَلَى شَهِدَنَا Nay, certainly you are our creator and sustainer, Ya Allah, we bear witness. And then at the end of the verse, Allah says, Antaqulu yawm al-qiyamah. In other words, why am I telling you this? Why is this in the Quran? Lest you should say on the day of judgment, Ya Allah, we didn't know about this. So Allah is telling us, we already believed. And what is that? This is the fitrah. This is the inherent disposition with which Allah has created all human beings. So we come into this world as a test to renew that covenant with Allah. And if we get the opportunity to physically go back to the place where we made that covenant with Allah and to renew that covenant and to renew the promise. What's the promise? Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, he says that after we said, Bala shahidana, nay, certainly you are our creator and sustainer, we bear witness. Then Allah said, Ajibu, meaning, Ati'u, obey me. And we all said, Ata'na. And that we repeat 5 times a day after every salah. Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram, sami'na wa ata'na. We renew that promise every day. Every time we make our kalima shahada, we renew the covenant. And every time we say, sami'na wa ata'na, we are renewing the promise. Our covenant to worship none but Allah, and our promise to submit and surrender and to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we say in the opening dua of our salah, inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal ard, just like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, hanifan musliman. Hanifan, turning away from the worship of everyone and everything besides Allah, perfect monotheism, Musliman, submitting and surrendering obediently to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Hujjaj are going to Arafah tomorrow to renew that covenant and to renew that promise, to do it physically. As the ultimate preparation for meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For standing in front of Allah on the day of Yawm Al-Qiyamah. There can be no greater preparation than going to perform the manasik of Hajj. But what about the person that cannot get there? Because we know that Hajj is a rukn, is a pillar of Islam, of the 5 pillars of Islam. For who? Man istata'a ilayhi sabila. For the one who is able and by the means to do so. So what happens if a person is not able or by the means to do so? I mean, we are more than 2 billion. I mean, 2 million alone in Mecca and on the Masha'ir is a lot. What about 10 million or 20 million or 100 million? Be very, almost impossible. I don't want to say impossible, but almost impossible. So what about those people? And this is why there's a dua that we must all keep alive in our lives before we are no longer alive and we cannot come back. This is Sayyidul Istighfar. Make this dua every night before you go sleep. Actual fact, there's a hadith which has been recorded in the compilation of a hadith of Imam Al-Mundhiri. At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib. At-Targhib, incentives, wa At-Tarhib, deterrence. One of the incentives he gives is to make 2 rak'ats, rak'atayn, of Salat At-Tawbah every night. And to make the dua of Sayyidul Istighfar. And if a person dies in their sleep, then they will meet Allah like the day when their mothers gave birth to them. Sound familiar? Sound familiar? Because the Hujjaj, when they stand on Arafah tomorrow, if they do it with good behavior. And so I always tell the people, don't think you're going on Hajj alone. I'm here to do my Hajj, my Tawaf, my Sa'i, my Salah. Don't bother me. Don't want to talk to anybody. No. I've never seen anybody going around the Kaaba alone, standing on Arafah alone, going between Safa and Marwa alone, making Mabit and Muzdalifah alone. It's an ibadah that is done collectively.
And the accepted Hajj is what Hajj? Al-Hajj al-Mabrur, the well-behaved Hajj. That's what Mabrur means. Well-behaved. Min al-Birr. Al-Birr husn al-Khuluq. Righteousness is good character. So Al-Hajj al-Mabrur, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man hajj falam yarfuth wa lam yafsuq. Whoever performs Hajj without any lewdness, obscenity, or vulgarity, without any argumentation or confrontation, skelery, unnodig, hy verloor sy iman. Can you imagine? Ma'ad Allah. Ma'ad Allah. Whoever performs Hajj without obscenity or vulgarity, without any argumentation or confrontation, خرج من ذنوبه. خرج من ذنوبه. Literally like taking off a jacket. They will exit from their sins. The sins will be like a jacket that they will take off. And they will leave it where? They'll leave it on Arafah. خرج من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه. It's getting hot anyway. They will exit. They will leave Arafah like the day when their mothers gave birth to them. Imagine you can achieve that every night. By saying what? Allahumma anta rabbi. La ilaha illa ant. Khalaqatani wa ana abduk. Wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'adika ma istata'at. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at. أبو لك بنعمتك علي وأبو بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. What did I just do? I just renewed my covenant and my promise to Allah. Oh Allah, You are my Lord. You are my creator and sustainer. There is none worthy of worship but Thee. You've created me and I am Your servant. And I am on Your covenant and Your promise. Look at that. وَأَنَا عَلَىٰ أَهْدِكَ وَوَعْدِكَ. Just like I made in the world of the souls. And we all together in front of Allah made in the world of the souls. And I am on Your covenant and on Your promise as I am able to. I seek refuge in Thee from all the evil that I have perpetrated. I acknowledge that all favors are from Thee. Sound familiar? لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. Here I am, oh Allah, here I am. Here I am, oh Allah. You have no partner, I'm only here for You. Indeed, all praise and thanks is due solely to You. And all favors come and originate from You. And I and everyone and everything belongs to You. You have no partner. I'm only here for You. أبو لك بنعمتك علي. I acknowledge that all favors are from Thee, Ya Allah. وأبو بذنبي. And I acknowledge that my sins are from me. All my favors are from Thee. And all my sins are from me. فاغفر لي. So forgive me. فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. For indeed nobody forgives sins but Thee. سيد الاستغفار. And inshallah the people on Arafah are also going to be making this. So they're going to be physically there and they're going to be spiritually there. And inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to accept them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them أولى حجا مبرورا وسعيا مشكورا وذنبا مغفورا وعمالا صالحة مقبولة وتجارة لن تبور. And a prophet that never dissipates. Arafah, the first day of the rest of your life. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. يجاب فمد لرب اليدا. يجاب فمد لرب اليدا. The station of dua, that is the station of Arafah. فمد, so extend out your hands
to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن ربكم حي كريم. Indeed your Lord is most shy, most generous. How can Allah be shy? يستحي إذا رأى عبده يرفع يديه أن يردهما سفرا خائبتين. Allah is so shy that when he sees his servant stretching out their hands in dua, Allah is too shy to return those hands empty-handed and disappointed. Now imagine Arafah. That's normally whenever we make dua. Imagine Arafah. يُبَاهِي بِكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ فَاسْعَدُوا. What is Allah doing when we're standing in Arafah? يُبَاهِي. He's boasting. Boasting to his angels. يُبَاهِي بِكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ فَاسْعَدُوا. So be happy. Have the best thoughts about Allah. أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. I am to my servant as they think of me. إِنْ ظَنَّ بِيَ خَيْرًا فَلَهُ وَإِنْ ظَنَّ بِيَ شَرًّا فَلَهُ. If they think good of me, they will have good. If they think bad of me, then that's what they will have. يُبَاهِي بِكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ. Allah is boasting to his malaika. يَا مَلَائِكَتِي أُنْذُرُ إِلَىٰ إِبَادِي أَتَوْنِي شُعَثَىٰ غُبَرًا. Oh my angels, look at my servants. They've come to me dusty and disheveled. Disheveled. It was a quiet English word, no? He's coming demaka. Was my skoonpa gesê het demakata. His ihram is full of tea, is a bit of food stains, dusty. There's no deodorant. But in that state, that humbled state, that state of tajarrud, of being stripped of wealth and status and position, all equal in the eyes of Allah, in that humbled state, Allah turns to his angels and he says, oh my angels, look at my servants. Here they are. They've come to me dusty and disheveled. I take you as my witnesses. أُشْهِدُكُمْ أَنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُمْ. That I have forgiven them all. I have forgiven them all. يُبَاهِي بِكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ فَاسْعَدُوا وَيَنْزِلُ يَسْمَعُ كُلَّ النِّدَى. And Allah descends in a way that which is befitting to His Majesty and His glory. And He listens to every single dua. Imagine that. فَهُلُّوا دُمُوعَ الْأَسَىٰ تَوْبَةً. So let the tears of regret flow in repenting and returning to Allah. وَقُولُوا أَتَيْنَاكَ يَا ذَا الْعُلَىٰ. وَقُولُوا أَتَيْنَاكَ يَا ذَا الْعُلَىٰ. And say, we have come to you, Ya Allah, O most exalted, O most high. This is Arafah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all the Hujjaj. On the day of Arafah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Bilal, Ya Bilal, ansit innas. O Bilal, make the people listen. So Bilal called all the people. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and said that indeed, Allah has sent salams. And He gives you the glad tidings that He has forgiven all the people standing on Arafah, all the people standing on Al-Mash'ar, meaning Muzdalifah, وَضَّمِنَ لَهُمُ التَّبِعَاتِ, and all those moving in between. I said, Umar puts up his hand. He says, Ya Rasulullah, أَهِيَ لَنَا خَاصَةٌ. Is this only for us? I mean, my special Hajj, Hajjat al-Wada', the only Hajj the Prophet ever performed, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Is it only for us? Allah rewards Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu tabarak wa ta'ala, anhu wa arda. So the Prophet said to Sayyidina Umar, Hiya lakum, waliman ja'a ba'adakum, ila yawm al-qiyamah. He said, it is for you, O Umar, it is for all of you. Or it is for us, all of us. There, on the Hajjat al-Wada' at the farewell pilgrimage. And it is for everybody that comes after us until the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. The Sayyidina Umar said, Kathura khayrullah. Kathura khayrullahi wa taab. He said, how great is the goodness of Allah and how beautiful and pure it is. Jalla fi ula. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make easy for the Hujjaj. It's very, very hot. Tomorrow it's going to be 45. I looked it up. In order to avoid dehydration, a person needs to drink at least 3 liters of water. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the Hujjaj their health and their strength. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them on Arafah and grant them all a hajj mabrura, and for them to leave Arafah like the day when their mothers gave birth to them. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Some announcements. Eid Salah will be on Monday the 17th of June 2024 at 8 a.m. Inshallah ta'ala. Ishraq is 10 to 8, so we will give 10 minutes grace and then we will start the Salah at 8 a.m. inshallah. Then Saturday 15th of June, the Saturday, Arafah program at 9 p.m. Qari Mujahid Defris, Qari Mubin Parker, and there'll also be a short talk by Brother Riyad, inshallah. Barakallahu. Short one, inshallah. Was there anything else? I can't see so clearly here what is written here. Oh, yes. Okay, so our previous caretaker, who is mashallah still with us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him long life in Allah's obedience. He is moving into an accommodation in Lansdowne. He asks if there's any items to donate for his space. He would appreciate it. A cupboard is needed. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة.
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. إلى عرفات سنمضي غدا وشوق بقلب المحب بدا فهذا مقام الدعاء الذي يجاب فمد لرب اليد يباهي بكم ربكم فاسعدوا
وينزل يسمع كل النداء فهلوا دموع الأسى توبة وقولوا أتيناك يا ذا العلا وقولوا أتيناك يا ذا العلا. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم. أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقوني يا أولي الألباب. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق خرج من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فنسأل الله تعالى يتقبل من الحجاج ويجعل لهم حج مبرورا وسعي مشكورا وذنبا مغفورا وعمالا صالحة مقبولة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أعود بكم من هناك من مينا وعرفة إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا. هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيه الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا. اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن والاهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم لا تحقق لهم غاية ولا ترفع لهم راية وحرر المسجد الأقصى من أيديهم والأرض المقدسة كلها يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة.
قام الله وأدام ما دامت السماوات والأرض. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا اعتدلوا تراسوا سد الخلل سو صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا. الله سمي الله لمن حمده. الله 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 أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا. الله سمي الله لمن حمده. الله 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 أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن شاء الله just to remind you, we're going to make dua for Al-Hajj Ismail Sambo, who passed away last night or yesterday, and he's going to be buried today inshallah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him, forgive his sins and grant him a high place in Jannat al-Firdaus, and put sabr wa silwan, patience and perseverance and contentment into the hearts of his loved ones. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-anbiya wa mursaleen, nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وروحه في الجنة. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وادخله الجنة، وتجاوز عن سيئاته واحشره مع نبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. ذلك الفضل من الله، وكفى بالله عليما. اللهم إن كان محسنا فزد في إحسانه، وإن كان مسيئا فتجاوز عن سيئاته. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافي واعف عنه وأكرم نزله واسع مدخله وغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم اكتب الصحة والسلام لنا ولعبيدك الحجاج والمسافرين والمرابطين والغزاة في برك وبحرك وجوك من أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أوصلهم إلى عرفات وإلى المزدلفة وإلى الطواف حول الكعبة والسعي بين الصفا والمروة. اللهم هون عليهم السفر وتعنم البعد. اللهم أنت الصاحب في السفر والخليفة في الأهل. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من وأثاء السفر وكعابة المنظر وسوء المنقلب في المال والأهل والولد. اللهم اجعل حجهم حجا مبرورا وسعيهم سعيا مشكورا وذنوبهم ذنوبا مغفورة وأعمالهم أعمالا صالحة مقبولة وتجارتهم تجارة لن تبور. يا نور النور يا عالم ما في الصدور، أخرجنا يا الله وإياه من الظلمات إلى النور. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت، خلقتني وأنا عبدك، وأنا على عهدك وعدك ما استطعت. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت، أبو لك بنعمتك علي وأبو بذنبي، فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank you.